Sharing Time, Giving Thanks by Sidney Reynolds. Thou shalt thank the Lord thy God in all things, Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. How many ways can you say thanks? Who says gracias? Where do they say danke? How about malo, tak, merci, kansha shimasu? Children all over the world say thank you in their own special way, in their own language. He loves to hear children say thank you to their parents and other adults, to their friends, and especially to him. We can speak our thanks, we can write our thanks, we can sing about how thankful we are, we can feel thankful in our hearts. There are many ways to show our thanks to Heavenly Father. It is good for us to thank him often. Heavenly Father asks us to be grateful, to express our thanks, because he knows that a grateful heart helps us feel happy. The Scriptures remind us of many things we can be grateful for. In the Book of Mormon, Jacob, the brother of Nephi, had a difficult time engraving his record on the plates. Even though it was hard, he was glad to do it because it would last for years and years. He hoped that whoever finally read those words, the Book of Mormon, would receive them with a thankful heart. See Jacob chapter 4, verse 3. The people of Alma thanked the Lord for delivering them out of bondage and for easing their burdens while they were slaves. You might think there would not be much to be thankful for if you were a slave, but the people of Alma knew that the Lord had blessed them when they needed comfort. In the valley of Alma, all the men, all the women, and all the children who could speak lifted their voices to thank and praise God. See Mosiah chapter 24, verses 20 through 22. Can you think of other things that the Scriptures teach us to be thankful for? The people in the Old Testament were grateful because they knew that the Lord would be their shepherd and protect and comfort them. See Psalm 23. In the Doctrine and Covenants, we learn that we should use and be grateful for all the wholesome herbs, fruits, and other food the Lord gave us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. One day when Jesus came to a certain village, 10 men who were lepers stood far off and called to him. Lepers had to stay away from people so that no one else would catch their disease. They wanted Jesus to heal them of their leprosy. Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests. As they went, a miracle happened. They were healed. There is a sad part to this story. 10 men were healed. Only one of them turned back to give thanks. Only 1 out of 10. Let us be sure that we always remember to say thank you. Let us thank the Lord, our God, in all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. Instructions. A cornucopia, also called a horn of plenty, is usually filled with fruits, vegetables, and grains. It is a symbol of abundance. Mount page 15 on heavy paper and cut out the cornucopia. Cut the slot, too, and the pictures of things that we can be thankful for. Glue the pictures in the opening of the cornucopia, being careful not to cover the slot. Tape a small open envelope behind the slot and hang the cornucopia up for a few days. Invite each family member to write or draw one or more things that they are thankful for on a small piece of paper and slip it into the slot. Open the envelope at a family home evening or a special dinner and take turns reading the papers and showing the drawings. On page 15 is a drawing of a cornucopia with the words "I'm thankful for" over the top. The pictures are home, scriptures, church, friends, food, world, temple, the Savior, and family. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. To help the children memorize Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7, recite the scripture. Then call on a child to say, "I am thankful for," blank, his, her choice. Have that child join you in repeating the scripture, then ask another child to repeat the phrase, filling in what he or she is thankful for. Continue until many children are reciting with you. To focus on returning thanks, discuss some of their answers and also express what you are thankful for. Talk about appropriate ways to show our thanks, including writing letters. Pass out papers and pencils and have the children write thank you notes to a family member, a member of the bishopric, a home teacher, a school teacher, or a missionary, etc. Younger children could draw a picture of something they are thankful for. Conclude by inviting the children to imagine that if they could write a letter of thanks to Heavenly Father, what would they want to include in it? Remind them that each time they pray, they can express their thanks to Heavenly Father. Sing a song about thanks, such as I Love to Pray, Children's Songbook, page 25, or Thanks to Our Father, Children's Songbook, page 20. 2. In advance, ask the music leader to be prepared to teach the rounds for health and strength and for thy bounteous blessings, Children's Songbooks, page 21, respectively. Also prepare the following scripture references, each on separate slips of paper for each class. 1. Jacob chapter 4, verse 3. Jacob hopes that we are grateful for the word of God. 2. Ether chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. The Jaredites are grateful for protection and light on their journey. 3. Mosiah chapter 24, verses 20 through 22. The people of Alma are thankful because their burdens were made light and they were delivered from bondage. 4. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 10 through 12. We should be grateful for the food God has given for our use. 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 7. We should thank the Lord for all things. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 15 through 21. Write on the chalkboard, thankful for blank. Give the first scripture reference to each class. Ask them to locate the scripture, read it, and decide what the people in the scripture were thankful for, or were encouraging us to be thankful for. Write the correct answer in the blank on the chalkboard. Have the class that found the answer first lead out in their choice of the rounds mentioned above. Let the other classes join in the singing in clockwise order. Repeat the procedure with the other scriptures. Have the older children look up thank, thankful, thanks, and thanksgiving in the topical guide. Ask them to read through some of those references, supplying the correct word for the italicized letter. 3. The Psalms are praises and have often been set to music. See Bible Dictionary, Psalms. If you have an adult or child in your ward or branch who enjoys singing, invite him or her to sing The Lord is My Shepherd, hymns number 108, while the children follow along in Psalm 23. Thank the singer. Many of the Psalms express gratitude, thanks, and praise to the Lord in beautiful language that brings to mind strong images. See also Psalms 24, verses 1 through 4, Psalms 27, verse 1, and Psalms 100. Invite the children to construct a visual image of Psalm 23 by drawing a picture that comes to mind after hearing the psalm sung or read. Some children may want to represent the entire psalm with one picture. Others may prefer to draw a small picture for each verse. Divide a paper into thirds and then fold it in half, one picture for each section. While they are drawing, have the pianist play soft music. 4. Have each class create and briefly dramatize a situation where a group receives a service, but only one person gives thanks. That is, at the end of the lesson, only one student thanks the teacher. Upon arriving at the soccer field, only one of the team members thanks the driver. At the end of the party, only one pauses to thank the hostess. At the end of the game, only one thanks the coach. At the end of a meal, only one thanks the cook. Ask the children which scripture story these situations remind them of. Tell the story of the 10 lepers, Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Point out that we want to be like the one who came back and gave thanks. The Lord wants us to be thankful because it is right and because He knows that we will be happier if we have a grateful heart. If time allows, have each class replay their situations with every child saying, "Thank you." Sing a favorite gratitude song from the children's songbook, see Topics Index, or have a song title written behind each letter of the word thanks and put them in a sack. Have a child pull a letter from the sack, post the letter, and have everyone sing the song. Repeat until all the letters have been selected. 5. For additional resources on giving thanks, see the following from the friend. Grateful Heart, May 1994, inside front cover. Thank You Game, May 1994, page 30. Matt and Mandy, May 1994, page 34. God's Gift, November 1994, page 27. Remembering to Say Thank You, February 1996, pages 24 and 25. The most thankful thank you of all, November 1996, page 31. Roberto remembers, November 1996, pages 40 and 41. End of the article, Sharing Time, Giving Thanks by Sidney Reynolds.